Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play a play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy. Huh. Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Me and the usual, you know what I mean, man, riding shotgun, always ducked down in the back seat with a tinted glass. You never know what you might be carrying. Keep all the haters off. My man, Kate Pierce, what's good, brother?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. And today we got another blazer for y'all. Everything's good in the hood.
Absolutely. As we go cruising through, this week's topic is called Closet Haters. Haters on the down low. They come in various sizes, age groups, and relations. You think this person's on your team, but lo and behold, the truth reveals itself. Sometimes you just can't damn well believe it. Who the F you? I suppose we've all experienced that at some point in life, probably on more than one occasion. And we just want to talk about it a little bit, because sometimes it really just catches you off guard, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's your family, sometimes it's a friend, sometimes it's your close associate. Sometimes you just don't see it coming. That's why we call them closet haters, haters on the down low. You're like, man, after everything we've gone through, go ahead, brother.
No, I was just finna say, you could even raise the scope, you know. You could even call this thing a hater nation, because if you want to raise the scope a little bit and then break it back down, I mean, look at even the politics, which we talk about from time to time on this show. You know, the Republicans can't get along with the Democrats. The Dems can't get along with the Republicans. And it's not like they don't have good issues. It's just they don't want to agree just because they don't want to agree. So that's still another form of haterism, because they can't explain why they can't agree. They can't even explain why they can't get along. It's just that I'm just not going to go this way just because.
Just because.
That's just another form of haterism. You know, why not be proactive? Why not, you know what I'm saying, move forward? You know, why disagree just for the sake of disagreeing?
And that is an absolute gospel truth. There should be a basis for disagreement. There should be, even if, you know, not that it's an excuse, if there's an ideological difference, I can understand why we're disagreeing. But just to say no, just to play contrarian, just because you want to be on the opposite side of what somebody says, can never be progressive. It cannot be progressive in politics. It cannot be progressive in relationships. It can be progressive feeling. We're going to be stuck in neutral. Even though a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a fraternity, you know, everything in life, you have to have some measure of agreement. And some people, I've heard, you know, like years ago I met this young lady, and she just had a dislike for Beyonce. I mean, just mentioning Beyonce around her would set this young lady off. She didn't know Beyonce personally. She's only met this young lady through videos and her music. Until one day I finally said to her, "Why do you hate Beyonce so much?" She said, "Just because." I'm like, seriously? After all these years of you telling me you hate Beyonce, your answer is just because.
And where does that come from, Tony? Does that come from insecurity within your own self, or just straight up jealousy? Where does that come from? You know.
That is the million-dollar question today, because I'm sure we've all heard it before. Just because. Just because what? You're insecure because the young lady made enough moves in her life and enough sacrifices to get where she needs to get? Or is it that you own her success or beauty or having things, whatever your reason, multiplies your own personal insecurity?
How about this? Like you just said, that just because sound like that shit in kindergarten. I don't like you because I don't like the way you look. I don't like you because I do like you, but I can't tell you that.
So I guess we're back on the playground. Oh, you got the cooties, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, closet haters on the down low. K. Diddy's the one who brought this topic up. I'm going to let him roll it for a minute. What inspired the thought, Mr. K? Did he run with that, sir? I'm going to go
Like what I said, what inspired the thought, you know, and our listeners to call in and comment on this one as well, because from my observation, from my vantage point, I see it all around. I see it all around. Like I said, mentioned earlier, I see it from the political level. I see it on the job front. You know, I see it in relationships. You know, people just won't support. They just can't identify why they do what they do. You know, and we speak on this a lot. You know what I mean? Before we can change the nation, we need to change ourselves and really identify why we can't be positive, why we can't be proactive in a situation. We can always find all the reasons why we can't do something, but we never can find the reasons why we can. You know, and that's crazy to me. And even on a basic level, in your own personal relationships, you know, you're in a household where you should be pulling one direction, but you pull in opposite directions because one person don't like this and one person don't like that. And even if you say something that's beneficial for the whole, the other person disagree just because it came from you. They just won't not agree just because it came from you. They built up this defense mechanism within the home front where it keeps you from being together as a unit because people won't agree just because it came from their partner. I mean, it's crazy. People will not support each other for all the odd reasons just because, like you said earlier, I don't want to help him because I just don't want to. They'll even go as far as biting off their own nose to spite their face because they don't even want to see you benefit. So, I don't know. I like to see some things, some of the callers, the listeners come in and comment on this because I know everybody's being exposed to it, especially right now in our economy when everybody's thinking about self. They don't say it, but they really do. Well, I think I would really have more respect for somebody to say I'm thinking about myself, and at least that way I know how to play myself with them. But people won't be honest with that either.
Self-preservation, my dear friend. They say that is the first rule of survival, I suppose.
And oh, yeah.
Not even suppose. It is a fact. Self-preservation, the more difficult things get, the more we look to self. The more difficult things seem, the more the defense mechanisms fly up and we barricade ourselves behind them because that's where we're safe. That's where we have an understanding of what's going on. Human nature is we don't like things that are like just completely out of our control, especially in chaos. You know, closet haters. There's just haters. You know, they say you're not on a player is not on top of his game. If you don't have haters, there needs to be some truth to that because sometimes, you know, hater nation motivates you to keep pushing forward because I must be doing something right for you to hate me. Sometimes hater nation can pull you down if you spend too much time and give too much attention to what they do and they have to say. And some people, it comes back to, why do they hate you? When there's no basis for it, when there's no reason for it, you just, you know, spit it out. It just naturally comes out of you, just spews from you. What is it all about? You have a brother who you've loved all your life and spent time doing stuff for that resents you. He goes to the hospital. He's sick and you go to visit, he finds a reason in that visit to have something negative to say. You came and you stayed too long. That's because I was concerned for you. When somebody's going to hate on you, they will find a reason.
Why you come today and you didn't come yesterday?
There you go.
It should have been thankful
and
that you came at all.
And if you didn't show up at all, oh, he ain't even bothered to come see about me, huh? People are going to hate you. Tupac said best, and I'm going to say the politically correct version of it. People are going to hate you for whatever you say and do. And that's just the truth. Sometimes when you're trying to forge ahead, sometimes when you're trying to survive, sometimes, and you're just trying to find a light in the darkness. People can hate you. Somebody, you can have an intimate relationship with somebody. I've heard a girl, once again, your boy has talked to a lot of women. I spend a great deal of time examining human nature. And a lot, I don't use names, but I just use stories. I've heard a young lady say she don't want her boyfriend to be successful because she's afraid she's going to lose him.
And they will sabotage their careers. They will sabotage you. They will sabotage you because of their insecurity.
And that, I had heard a lot in my life, and that statement has stuck in my mind for a long time. I couldn't believe, and she was dead serious when she said it. And just to be fair, because, you know, Pretty Tony's an equal opportunity offender, mm-hmm. I have heard brothers say they like women to be dependent on them, so they always need them. So if she leaves me, she ain't going to have nothing.
Yeah, that's some of that reverse insecurity shit. You know, the only way they can feel important is if they woman like need them and shit. They don't even want their woman to be equal or have any common sense.
And that begs the question, does that fly under the banner of Hater Nation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because he's hating on his girl, which actually he's hating on himself. He's hating on his own household. Because his queen, at the end of the day, is a reflection of him. You know, if you're stunning her growth, you're stunning your own growth, player.
And that is a very deep, deep, deep trend of thought, my dear K. Diddy, because it's the gospel truth. Your boy talks about it all the time. I write about it all the time. Why would you keep somebody on the thumb? Why would you not want the next person to grow, to blossom? They might be the one that has to throw you a safety net in your moment of need. But if this person is broken and tattered and shattered, how can they help me when Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall?
That's more that jealousy, insecurity, haterism. They're so afraid that this person is going to become successful, a man or woman, and they're going to lose what they deem as some type of control. But not realizing that if this person's with you and they in your corner, they're going to be in your corner. If they're not with you and they was going to bounce, they was going to do it anyway. Anyway.
Well, you see, I got plenty of stories, y'all. Because your boy, like I said, I'm a student of human nature. I'm a student of life. I try to observe things a lot because I'm constantly learning. And my goal on this planet, I have simple goals, but I'm going to tell you about a few minor ones. I try to be a better man than I was yesterday because nobody's perfect. But my goal, my personal goal for myself is to be better than I was before. We've all had moments of insecurity. We've all had moments of doubt. Everybody has had a moment of being a part of Hater Nation. You know, we can be realistic about that. Nobody walking on the planet can be like, oh, I ain't never. You hated in some way, shape, or form. For the ladies, when y'all check the archives out, some of y'all hated me, y'all very best friends because they found somebody good. But your trend of relationships has been a mess, so you've been doing that secret, that hateration on the down low. And brothers, too. They know you got a good woman at home, you know, you out hanging for a moment, you're like, I got to go home, dog, because he ain't got nobody, and he been messing with hood rats. Oh, you soft. You soft now. No, I'm going home to the good woman that's waiting on me.
Isn't that funny how your friend, your so-called friend, can find all the flaws in your mate, but they don't even have one. You know what I'm saying? They don't even have one, but They can call you soft, weak, and find all the flaws in the people that you're dealing with, talking about what she should do and what you should do and what he should do. And then you look at their track record. They don't even have no track record of having anything meaningful. They don't have nothing right now. But they can give you all the advice in the world.
All right. And that takes me straight back to the book. Playology. Ladies, I wrote this spark for you. Fellas, I'm going to get on you in a minute. In Playology, the revised version I wrote for the ladies, how somebody you ain't had a good relationship don't tell you how to have one, ladies. Have you ever thought about that? You have a decent relationship that, you know, no relationship is perfect, but you have a relationship worth even talking about, and this person hasn't had a good relationship since the word relationship came into their vocabulary. How they going to tell you what a good relationship looks like? Same thing, fellas. How your homeboy that's been bouncing from pillow to post, sleeping on different women's couches, you know what I mean? As soon as that one runs out, they find a new one. How is he going to tell you when you found somebody decent? How he going to comment and pinpoint and pick at things in your relationship? That's called hating on the down low.
Yep, gonna sit up and try to tell you what you should do and what you should do and how you should handle this and how you should handle that. And you look at this clown, he go home by himself every day eating sardines and shit.
There you go. And these are questions we all have to ask ourselves at some point. We all have had that knucklehead friend when you're trying to make moves. You're like, I'm going to go try to do this. Oh, that ain't never going to happen, dog. And at the time, you let it slide over your head because it's your homie. It's the person that you had a bond with that y'all was running together with similar. And he was cool and y'all was out doing stupid stuff. But once the light came on your head and you're like, nah, I think I'm going to try something new. The first question is why? What we need something new for, dog, because life is about change. Life is about evolution and evolving as a person. You're talking like the white man now. And that's another thing that does me. What exactly does that mean? What exactly does talking like the white man mean?
I don't know. Sound like I think that means different things to different people. You know what I'm saying? I think it means different things to different people. Some people, I guess they would say, well, you sound like a sellout. To other people, you could sound like you being a shrewd business person. It kind of depends on who made that statement and where their mentality is.
There you go.
Because for me, I'm not a racist brother, but from my recollection of this whole big picture, you know, the white man has always been a gangster. When they came to this country, they came here destroying and taking shit. You know, but what does that mean? You sound like a white man. So is that saying that you sound like a gangster? You rolling in here big balls and taking shit, running shit, setting up democracy, setting up politics, making rules that you enforce on everybody, putting civilization in bondage? I mean, what are they saying for real? How deep you want to get with that? You know what I mean?
There you go. So we're on today's show, once again, talking about haters. Haters on the down low. Closet haters. Sometimes they're easily identifiable. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes, you know, let's be realistic. Sometimes it hurts for us to identify them. We ain't got to fake the funk. Sometimes when you see who it is, it just completely catches you off guard. While the other times you saw it coming from a mile off. What?
Well, it depends on how many acting classes they had, I think.
That's a good one. I like that.
You know, it depends on how many acting classes they had, because, you know, if you are a seasoned professional actor or actress, you know, you may play that part extremely well. So it may take the fans a little longer to know who was real, you know?
There you go. Weeding through the bullshit. We're going to take a quick little musical break. You know, if you're a break, it's sponsored by www.worldmovement.com. World Movement artist T-Cash. I don't play. You know we keep it hood. You know we intellectual. We'll be right back.
Hey, man. Look, it's T-Cash, man. Triple D, you know what I'm talking about? These lames still out here hating, man. Look, hey, look. Say these lames, they be hating in my face.
In my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play.
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today.
Make today.
I'm getting money, but it look, I don't play.
I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. $100,000 I just made today.
Make today.
I'm getting money, partner. Look, I don't play. I don't play.
Say these lames, they be hating in my face.
In my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play.
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today.
Make today.
I'm getting money, partner. Look, I don't play.
I don't play.
I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. If it's beat, then you can get hit with the K.
With the K.
Look at my neck and wrist. I spit the quarter K.
Quarter K.
I'm getting money, buddy. Look, what can I say?
What can I say?
I'ma make these boys respect that triple D.
Triple D.
Forest Lane is Gilman Street. That's where I be.
Where I be.
Oh, Riverside, Dallas, LPG,
PG.
West Dallas, know they keep that corn for cheese,
corn for cheese.
Agtown, Fort Worth, the DF Dub,
DF Dub.
On the cool, ain't no more showing love,
showing love.
Man, these lames out here, man, we hitting lick,
hitting lick.
Cause I got swag from my head to my kick,
to my kick.
Say these lames, they be hating in my face,
in my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play,
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today,
made today.
I'm getting money, but it look, I don't play,
I don't play,
I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play. $100,000 I just made today,
made today.
I'm getting money, partner. Look, I don't play,
I don't play.
Say these lames, they be hating in my face,
in my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play,
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today,
make today.
I'm getting money, partner. Look, I don't play.
Say, get out the way,
way.
I be getting skriller, money getting bigger,
bigger.
Gotta keep it realer.
Ain't
windows tinted, got a chick in it. Dope boy swag with a triple D fitted. Riding like a Harley, life is in the party. My hood on stage, all of us retarded. AR-15 with an extra cartridge. Top of hit your body, send that boy to Portland. I don't play no
game,
I don't mess with lame. Play up candy frame, said it's switching lanes. Trunk gon' bang, I be stacking change. Turning lane, I be doing my thing.
Hey, these lames, they be hating in my face,
in my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play,
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today,
make today.
I'm getting money, but it look, I don't play,
I don't play,
I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play, I don't play. $100,000 I just made today,
make today.
I'm getting money, partner. Look, I don't play,
I don't play.
Say these lames, they be hating in my face,
in my face.
But these haters must don't know that I don't play,
I don't play.
$100,000 I just made today,
make today.
I'm getting money, partner. Look, I don't play,
I don't play.
Welcome back to the show, Mr. T. Cash, World Movement Records artist, saying he don't play. He let the haters know he don't play. Ah, 646-929-2870 is the show, calling live. We're talking about closet haters, haters on the down low. You know, sometimes friends, family, sometimes even a child your own flesh and blood that'll hate on you. I'm just putting it all out there.
Yeah, we know you women out there got babysitters that be hating on you, you know. So pick up the phone, hit us up, 646-929-2870. We know what's up. Y'all talk to us. We won't tell nobody.
All right, right indeed. Hold on. Just checking some things. You know, I'll be doing my Twitter stuff, doing the Facebook stuff, put it out there. Well, as always, I want to make sure that during the show, I thank everybody who takes time out of their day to check us out. You know, our heaviest listenership is in our archives and on the third and fourth party websites that carry the show. I always like to big ups to all y'all who tune in to Can of Player Play. Your boy Pretty Tony got love for you. I always encourage you to become a part of the Playology movement. Check us out. You know, get your copy of the books. We're working on some new projects pertaining to movies, music. And, you know, we're spreading the horizon just a little bit. So stay tuned. We got big moves coming up. Always glad for you to check us out. Haters on the down low.
I love everybody too. You didn't say I love them too. I love everybody too.
There you go. Absolutely. See, I don't like to block nobody's love. Spread your love, K. Diddy.
I love everybody too. Everybody that listens to Kind of Play and Play, you know, Tony said he love you, but he didn't say we love you. We love you too.
Absolutely. We're going to keep it rolling like that. Closet haters, haters on the down low, we're putting them on blast today. We've all had one, maybe two, maybe three. Sometimes the people have a whole collection of them because you're standing in a den of snakes and you don't even know it. Sometimes, you know, your eyes, you got on rose-colored glasses so you can't see that you're in a den full of vipers, but you've got to keep your eyes wide open for the haters. They come in the disguise of friendship. Sometimes they come in disguise as your brother, your sister, your child, an associate, somebody at work who wants the position that you have, and you think they're just listening to you, not knowing they're going back telling the boss that you're bitching and griping about the workload and they can do it better than you, and they wouldn't bitch and gripe about it. This world is full of them. We're just trying to talk about a few of them today. Sometimes the hater that you have in your life may be somebody who genuinely loves you. Genuinely loves you. But because they can't see beyond their own shortcomings, that love quickly becomes hate. And they may not even mean it. When we throw the word hating out there sometimes it's not even hate. Sometimes it's just love that this person is giving to you has become toxic. And they don't even know it. And those are the ones that are hard to identify because it is masked in love. Sort of like the father who says to his child, okay, I ain't never been to college and I was a roofer and you ain't never been hungry, so you're going to grow up to be a roofer while this child has the potential and the intellect to become a lawyer, doctor, or Indian chief.
Okay, when it says in your inbox, when it says...
That is love. Hateration.
No, how about this one? If I can't have you, can't nobody else have you.
There you go. Because of my own selfishness, if I can't have you, nobody else can have you. That's so-called wrapped up in love, right?
Yeah.
You gotta be careful.
I didn't mean to kill you. Cause I couldn't love you so much.
And as much as we know, we're making light of it. Trust me when I tell you, we're being real serious.
Real
serious. These are occurrences that happen on a daily basis, an hourly basis, and those are the kind of closet haters and haters on the down low we want to put on blast. A lot of times, people are so caught up in spreading venom that they're poisoning themselves. And they don't even realize that they're affecting those around them. And those are the things you got to be careful for. This life is a constant series of events. constant series of moments. You always got to be thinking, because you can't catch everything. That's not humanly possible. But you've got to catch as much as you can when it pertains to your health, well-being, and your blessing. Because sometimes it's that hater around you with their negativity and their negative energy that's blocking the blessings from coming.
It drains you. All that negative energy drains you physically, emotionally. It drains you.
There you go. And that's the best way to put it. It just drains you. Because even if your armor is up all the time, if somebody's constantly knocking on your armor and you've been trying to shine light into their darkness, and they've just been knocking on your armor, knocking on your armor, knocking at your armor, eventually that armor is going to crack. And sometimes that's how relentless the hate is going on. Sometimes you call and say, hi, how you doing? What's going on? By the time you hang up the phone, that conversation has taken a whole different turn. Wow. But I guess that's where we are as a people sometimes. Be careful, ladies and gentlemen. Be real careful. We're working right along, kind of play, you know, 23 minutes to go, we're, you know, into the show, talking about leaders on the down low. We're going to keep it moving, keep moving right along. If y'all hear the buttons in the background clicking, that's because, you know, your boy be on Twitter. And I'm going to play one of my favorite songs right now, you know. It's a celebration of life. You don't know what tomorrow brings. So why not?
Yes,
do it like it's your last. My man, Big Sean.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at all. Put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Strong, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. Follow us around and make the show fun. She rockin' Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the West Side. Let me see them
hands up in the air.
Two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air, yeah.
Three times with the baddest chick in the world who got a
hands up in the air,
yeah.
Now I'ma hit the drink up, I'ma hit the night up like it's my last. I'ma hit the drink up like it's my last.
Welcome back to the show. I had to let Big Sean go for a moment. Glad you're back with us. Those that just popped into the chat room, glad to have you with us. Glad you took time to tune into the show. We're talking about closet haters, haters on the down low. Sometimes those around you are the closest to you, are the hating factors in your life. They are the ones. Sometimes the hate is disguised as love. And sometimes even with the best or worst of intentions, those we love seem to hurt us the most. And that is the truth, because a hater from a distance, you see, if you know you got a hater on a certain block, you ain't going to go down that block like, nah, such and such stay on that block. I'm cool on that. I ain't swinging down there. But sometimes it's the person who you're comfortable with and you're going to their house are the real haters. Wow, that sure takes a lot of energy. Why hate in the first place? If you ain't for me, you just ain't for me. And that's just the truth. Sometimes I like to know different scenarios. I like to present different scenarios because life is not black and white. Life has different shades, different areas. Another form of hateration. A father who wants his son to take over a business, but the son is not cut out to be an accountant. Yeah, you built this accounting firm. This accounting firm has fed me, but I'm not cut out to be an accountant. I'm an artist. But the father does not provide the necessary encouragement for this artist to thrive because why? He wants him to be an accountant. That's just not his cup of tea, though. Seriously. I got hit up a minute ago on Twitter. You know, somebody really can't believe the story I told about the young lady with the boyfriend. He was a budding little rapper trying to do his thing. And she said he hoped he wasn't successful because she's going to lose him. Yes, that's definitely hate.
And that's definitely a guaranteed way to definitely lose him. It's the same way with, you know, a man that marry a woman that has a potential career or have the opportunity to be very successful in her career, but he encourages her to put her career on hold, you know, to be a home wife, to take care of the house. And she ends up resenting this man because she never knew how far she could have went in her career or how successful she could have became. You know, so she resents this man, you know, secretly. And she don't understand where this hate comes from or why she's opposed to things that he suggests or may want to do. You know, and he doesn't even realize that, you know, she's resenting him because she feels like that she put her life on hold for him and it's not as rewarding as she thought it would be.
We got somebody trying to join the conversation. Let's let them in the room. 111, welcome to the show.
Hello, is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
I just like to say, fuck you, silly nigger lover. Fuck you and go die with your racist sexism shit. Woman should be in the kitchen.
You think so?
Yep. In the kitchen, make me a sandwich. Fucking homosexual shit.
Oh, well, I'm going to let you express yourself. But why do you think women should be in the kitchen?
Because that's what they're made for, dumbass.
You think women were made to stand in the kitchen? Your intelligent conversation is based on just that thought, that somebody was born, carried for 9 months in the womb, and their only objective in the life is to be in the kitchen, right?
Supposed to be in the kitchen, be in porn movies, and make men happy. That's what their job life is.
That is the job requirement. And where was this written at?
Nope.
No, I'm not hanging up with you because you obviously thought that maybe by saying
that.
Shut
the fuck up already and hang up on me, you silly nigger. Fuck you. Enjoy your shitty ass radio show. The fuck you gonna do about it? Yeah, I'm talking
hey,
to you.
I'm sorry.
Obviously, Tony. Obviously, he don't think we can see. He don't think we can see his number because that's how ignorant he is. All
right, what's my number?
I want to talk to him. Let's talk to him. So, hold on.
Yeah,
I'm a dumb nigger. I'm a dumb nigger. That's what you're saying?
Yep, nigger.
Why am I a dumb nigger? Because I have a measure of intelligence that's superior to yours. Can you even spell?
Because you're black, you like purple stuff and you eat your chicken.
Wow. That is the whole basis of your theory to tell me that I'm dumb because I'm black.
Did I make you wet your panties?
Seriously? You couldn't come with something better than the fact that I'm black that makes me dumb? You could tell me something like I have an inferior
IQ. You're a nigger, that's what you
or
are.
Or I haven't been to school. Or I can't read and write.
Nigga,
I know why you're mad. A black man had sex with your mother, didn't he?
No, black man don't even get it.
That's what happened to you? Tell you what.
He's mad because his daddy's black. We know what the deal is.
He's mad because his daddy's black?
He's mad because his daddy's black. And he didn't get the benefit of a big penis, so he got a call.
Oh, that's what it is.
he got a call and say some ignorant shit, you know, because he can't be a man in his house.
Hey, why don't I have any niggers I have hanging in my front lawn?
My brother, I'm gonna tell you what. I would say I'm upset at you, but that would be insulting myself to even think that I could waste my time being mad at you.
Chicken eating bitch.
Look, have your mother call me later, okay?
She doesn't talk with fat-ass niggers.
Have your mother call me later and tell her we'll work the details out. I'm
all
sorry.
Right, tell me what my mother's
you
name is.
Have your mom call us later. Look, have a great day, brother.
All right, have a great day,
because you ain't going to stop nothing. You mad because Obama in the White House, ain't you? That's what it is. Is that what
it is? Because you're not white. My paycheck feels white.
Anyway, enough of him. And for my listeners, I hope we didn't offend you. I needed something to amuse myself. And for anybody else who would like to call in, stuff like that does not upset us because brothers got far greater things in life to be living for right now than to be upset at words. It goes back to what Jay Diddy said about the playground earlier. Sticks and stones, my brother. Sticks and stones.
And you know what? The funny part about it is, it's really some ignorant-ass people in the world like that, but they don't have the balls to say none of that shit to you in your face.
No. Because he would have just caught a can of ass whooping, but his day is made up of calling around. And it don't bother me in the least. It is what it is. We still roll on. We out here still trying to spread a message of love and inclusion for everybody. I was asking him very good questions, like if the basis of what he believes that I'm ignorant because I'm black, that's the end of it? I was waiting for him to come with something like, you didn't finish high school. I don't know.
I thought he was going to say that you're ignorant because you got a show that I'm calling into, but I don't have one that you can call into.
Anyway, like I said, I want to apologize to our listeners out there because I know some of y'all will be offended. Please don't take it personally. Once again, it comes back to what we're talking today about hate for no reason.
Man, I don't think that's necessary to apologize. I think that's exactly what we're talking about, and that's exactly what we want our listeners to see, that there are ignorant people in the world. They full of haterism. They full of jealousy. They full of insecurity. They full of rage. They full of negativity. And why? Why?
That is the question of the day.
Why?
My man said women should stay in kitchen and cook. Hell, all women are not good cooks. Some women ain't got no business in the kitchen. But he held on to the point.
If I was an ignorant brother, I would be thinking that he was trying to say that a woman is no more than a life support system for a pussy. I mean, if you travel down his road, I mean, that was some ignorant shit he was talking, man. But he wanted call you ignorant. Wow.
It don't even matter. It is what it is, but like I said, that's what today's show is about, just to show that there is ignorance and hatred out there, sometimes for no reason. Sometimes some people don't even know why they do what they do. And sometimes, you know, if you examine the basis of people, going back to K. Diddy said something really, I think, yeah, it was you who said about the brother who don't want the woman to do nothing. He just wanted to just exist.
Yeah. He wants that level of control.
And what most of us don't realize is if you keep a woman locked away, if you keep a woman on the level that you want it to be, where, let's say, I'm going to go with that ignorant fool who just called in, that all you want to do is stay home and be in the kitchen. What about that day when you're not able to go out and work? Because you've had her locked up, she can't do nothing. You never gave her a chance to spread her wings. You never gave her a chance to develop as a human being. And then you want to sit there and look at her as though she's the one that's stupid. No, you're the one that's stupid. You should have let that woman grow, spread her wings. Clark Kent can't be Superman every day. I try to tell brothers this all the time. You will not be Superman every day. And on the day when the clouds get dark and the rain comes in and say lightning strikes your ass, she is going to be ill-prepared to deal with the curveballs that life throws at you sometimes, and they will come. But if you had prepared her, if you had let her grow, if you had let her spread her wings, she would be able to step into the Superwoman role while Superman is down.
And she would have loved you 10 times more because you supported her. You gave her the platform. You backed her up and gave her the support that she needed. And women are more, they would reciprocate or be more appreciative on that end a lot more than men would be, being that they're more emotional beings. Even though we would appreciate it, we probably wouldn't verbalize it as much.
Absolutely. And so that's what we're talking about today, the closet haters, the haters on the down low, the people who are supposedly in your corner, but truth be told is what the hell are they doing in your corner? The people that you spend time and effort putting energy out to and into, and they just not appreciate it. Once again, I'm going to tell you another story. This might be more familiar to a lot of people, the Brian Williams story, young man who played basketball and made it to the NBA and played on NBA teams and developed a fairly successful career to the point where he was able to play with Michael Jordan. But he had a brother, same height, same build, played basketball too, but he was just not as successful as Brian was. Brian was always kind to his brother, loved his brother. You know, he chastised his brother at times, kind of like, man, you need to get your shit together. But he always looked out for this brother. Long story short, the young man was out cruising the world, living his own life, being happy, had just looked out for his brother and blessed him. The brother came on his world tour with him and ended up killing the young man and his girlfriend. The brother that he loved, the brother that he always looked out for, the brother that he always made sure was okay and then he'd go about his business. Who knew? Who knew? Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, sibling rivalry, sibling jealousy is one of the worst things known to man. You know, brother on brother, family on family, you know, family incest. I mean, those are some of the worst things known to man.
And you see, these are the ones that hurt us the most. As I said before, if you have a hater who lives on a certain block in a certain neighborhood, you know them. You see them. These are people that you've had problems with. The ones we don't see coming sometimes are the ones that are closest to us. And those are the ones that catch us slipping. Those are the ones that are the most hurtful.
I'm still, I'm still chuckling by that little boy that called in, because basically he made the show. He came with just what we started out with early on, with the national haterism. He's one of those guys that don't like you just because.
Just because.
You know, he's the same guy that didn't like the American Indians. He's the same guy that didn't like the Chinese. He's the same guy that didn't like the Mexicans. He's the same guy that didn't like the blacks. Same guy.
Just because.
Same guy.
Just because.
Yeah.
Because I even asked the young man, I said, the basis of your conversation why you don't like me is because I'm black. I'm like, that's it? That's all you had to give me?
Well, I tried to help him out. You know, I asked him, was it because he didn't have a big one or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was trying to help him.
So there it is. And, you know, take heart in what we're trying to say. Like I say, this show is about, we talk about life, we talk about a little bit of everything on here, politics, everything. We keep it as far-ranging as possible. I told you the end of the Beyonce story, in answer to the person on Twitter who asked me, yes, the Beyonce story was real. I asked the young lady, why is it you hate Beyonce? And her only response was, just because. Then that young man who called in thought he was spoiling the show actually verified that kind of story. Somebody that just dislikes somebody just because. Has no personal interaction with them, no personal relationship, never met the person. The person has never done anything to you, but you hate them just because.
Want to take your stuff, too. Want to take your stuff so they can say it's theirs. Want to say that they invented
just
it, they created it.
Just because.
My skin ain't the color of yours. So you're lesser man than me.
That's what we're talking about, ladies. The haters that are out there in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, I should say. Closet haters, haters on the down low, haters that just hate just because. They have no reason.
Haters even at your neighborhood gas station because your gas prices are higher than they are two blocks down the street.
Something simple as that.
Simple as that.
Keep your eyes open for them.
Yeah, forget them. Let's just charge them more. Forget them. I don't care nothing about them.
There you go. Know. That is what they want us to fall into, us and them. Us and them. Us and them. And you see, even that young man's hatred that he just called and spewed on the show, his hatred is blatant. So I can see him coming. I know he's there. I expect that. But what I don't expect and what I don't have high regard for is the hateration that comes disguised as love. Because that's the one that creeps close to you. That's the one that's able to touch you. That's the one that gets under your skin. Ladies, this is for you. The hateration that comes disguised as love and caring. And, oh, he calls me 30 times a day because he loves me.
No, he ain't calling you 30 times a day because he loves you. He calls him trying to find out where your ass is.
And, you know, we're down to the last 90 seconds of the show. And, fellas, that's for you, too. All of us. Sometimes our love can be described and disguised, I mean, as family. A love that's been with you, around you, and it shackled itself around your ankles, and you wondering why your blessings can't come. It's because that love is blocking. And those are the ones that you can't hate them back because you have love for them. But we're going to keep rolling along, you know.
Well, Dr. Kevorkian, he loves some people, too, and he put them out of their misery.
But that's a topic for another show.
Hey, y'all didn't hear that on Can I Play a Play?
That's a topic for another show, because we could definitely discuss that. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're down to the last 30 seconds of the show. You want to keep up with the movement, www.worldmovement.com. I'll ask your boy. You can follow your boy on Twitter, S-E-L-L-E. LASSIESON, Selassie's son. Make sure to get a copy of the book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? Play a ology or play a sexy game up. K-Dizzle.
Yes, sir.
And tell the people you love
them. Yeah, we love y'all. Come by, support the movement, get it while it's fresh, hot. You know what I'm saying? We even make house calls. Hit us up.
Yo, what's up, world? This is your boy, Hot Tracks, and you listening to Can a Player Play with Pretty Tony, Joy LaShawn, and your boy, K. Diddy on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Bobby V. Yeah. You're looking for your girl, what's that? Is it true?
That's one of y'all favorite lines, but finding wifey ain't no easier. What am I supposed to do? Shawty got me so confused. I'm second guessing what I see in her.
Watch another movie?
Huh?
Watch another movie?
Oh, that is another movie. Watch another movie, so it don't matter.
I told you I didn't like that other one. It wasn't.
Okay, watch another movie.
There's something red on your thing. It says malicious items detected. One.
What?
It says malicious items detected. One. It's red.
What did you do with that shoe pocket?
I don't know. I put it on your side of the bed. I'll put it for you, so look on your nightstand and on the dresser. It's right here somewhere. Look over there. If it's not over there, it's on the dresser. It's in a black basket.